The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 35th Psalm we hear, "Then my soul shall rejoice in the Lord, exulting in his deliverance." Almighty Father, often we are struck with the wonder of this gift of life that we have been given. Each day we are blessed and appreciate the opportunity to live with purpose and joy and to be about what you have created us to be. And so, Lord, we are most thankful for your presence in our lives, guiding us to live the abundant life that is found only in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sader, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford,
here.
Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th is here. Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 9th is here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 10th, 2017.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading in the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? The Senator from Cole is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion has passed. Go to the order of business. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm not sure if the doctor of the day is still in the chamber. The doctor was planning on being here earlier, but I wanted to announce his name and let people know that he was here and may be out taking care of somebody right now. So Dr. Han Pack from the Western Anesthesiology Associates in Baldwin, Missouri, who lives in my district, was here today to help anybody who might have become ill. So if you would join me in welcoming him, and we'd like to make sure that his name is in the journal as having served us today.
It will be in the journal, and we welcome the guests from the Senator from the 24th. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from St. Genevieve.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward. Do you care to explain your resolution?
Yes, Mr. President, this is an issue we have in the Yoakum Creek area in Jefferson County with all the various agencies that are involved in the process of figuring out what to do with the residents that have gone through massive floodings over the last several years. We need this task force put together to be able to resolve the issue in a manner that brings all parties together. Thank you.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. Resolutions. Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution. Concurrent resolution needs an explanation.
Please,
it has
Ford,
to do with the meningitis bill.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barton.
Two bills.
Please send them forward.
No explanation is necessary.
No explanation necessary. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 278, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the Comprehensive State Energy Plan.
Read the next bill.
Senate Joint Resolution. Senate Joint Resolution number 13, introduced by Senator Emery, a joint resolution relating to taxation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th.
And two bills.
Please send them forward. Do you care to explain?
No explanation the bill? Necessary.
Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 279, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to veteran designations on driver's licenses and identification cards.
Read the next bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 14, introduced by Senator Krause, a joint resolution relating to term limits for statewide elected officials.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a bill.
Please send it forward. Do you care to explain your bill?
No explanations necessary. Thank you, Mr. President.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 280, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to driver's licenses compliant with the Federal Real ID Act of 2015.
Senator from Barrie, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Senator, you said that you wanted to introduce a bill, and then you said there was no explanation necessary. I didn't quite follow that, if you wanted to introduce it, but yet you don't want to talk about it.
I would love to talk about it, gentlemen. Senator? Senator?
Mr. President?
I love doing that.
If you could correct what he's saying, please.
Yeah, there are no gentlemen in the Senate, Senator.
Only senators, that's correct. Yes, Senator.
Yeah, yes, Senator, I was inquiring about you wanted to introduce the bill, but yet you didn't want to talk about it.
That is correct. But I'd be glad to talk about it, Senator, if you'd like.
No, that's fine. I was just confused and wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Introduction to bills. Senator from Andrew, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have four bills to introduce.
Please say them for
me. They are so concise that there is no explanation needed.
Thank you. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 281, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to board members of public water supply districts. Senate Bill number 282, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to compensation awarded under the Line of Duty Compensation Act.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 283, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to special road district commissioner elections.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 284, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to cemetery funds.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
President, I have one bill. No explanation is needed.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 285, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to taxation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
I have a bill. I'd like to send it forward. No explanation necessary.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 286, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to real property owned by limited liability companies.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send them forward.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation needed.
Thank you. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 287, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to biased policing.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 288, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the law library surcharge.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 289, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to rental agreements of victims of certain types of abuse.
Introduction of bill.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward. You care to
no
explain your bill?
No explanation necessary at this time.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 290, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
President, I have two bills.
Please send them forward. Do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation needed. Thank you, Mr. President.
Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 291, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to paid parental leave for state employees.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 292, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to ticket selling practices.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Resolution 28 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred.
Would you also, I would like to send up House Concurrent Resolution 1, the State of the State Escort Committee, and please have that read.
The Secretary will read that.
And also print it in the journal.
And print it in the journal.
House Concurrent Resolution 1, State of the State Escort Committee. Brown, Cunningham, Curls, Hummel, Leibla, Rizzo, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Walsh.
Mr. President, I have House Concurrent Resolution, the Escort Committee for the State of the Judiciary, asked to be printed in the journal and also be read.
Send it forward. It'll be printed in the journal, and the Secretary will read it.
House Concurrent Resolution 2, State of the Judiciary Escort Committee, Senators Chappelle Nadal, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Onder, Nasheed, Schauf, Sifton, Sylvie, Walsh.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading of Senate bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 132.
Senate Bill 132, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 133.
Senate Bill 133, an act relating to the creation of sub-districts in certain school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 134.
Senate Bill 134, an act relating to the election of board members of streetlight maintenance districts.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 135.
Senate Bill 135, an act relating to non-judicial foreclosure proceedings.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 136.
Senate Bill 136, an act relating to a fee on instruments recorded with the Recorder of Deeds.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 137.
Senate Bill 137, an act relating to Kansas City housing ordinances.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 138.
Senate Bill 138, an act relating to predetermination of health care benefits.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 139.
Senate Bill 139, an act relating to the promotion of medication safety.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 140.
Senate Bill 140, an act relating to ranked choice voting.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 141.
Senate Bill 141, an act relating to retirement benefits for elected officials.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 142.
Senate Bill 142, an act relating to victim impact programs for persons found guilty of driving while intoxicated.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 143.
Senate Bill 143, an act relating to impeachment trials.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 144.
Senate Bill 144, an act relating to income tax deductions for military personnel.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 145.
Senate Bill 145, an act relating to small water and sewer corporations.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 146.
Senate Bill 146, an act relating to expenditures from a county's special road and bridge tax.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 147.
Senate Bill 147, an act relating to bingo.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 148.
Senate Bill 148, an act relating to the governor's authority to make certain conveyances of state property.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 149.
Senate Bill 149, an act relating to the notification by political subdivisions of changes to the property tax rate ceiling.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 150.
Senate Bill 150, an act relating to wages paid to employees.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 151.
Senate Bill 151, an act relating to consumer credit interest rates.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 152.
Senate Bill 152, an act relating to the offense of unlawful transfer of weapons.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 153.
Senate Bill 153, an act relating to medical marijuana.
General Laws, Senate Bill 154.
Senate Bill 154, an act relating to mediated conferences between victims of criminal defendants.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 155.
Senate Bill 155, an act relating to prescription drug copayments.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 156.
Senate Bill 156, an act relating to animal care training.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 157.
Senate Bill 157, an act relating to jury instructions on included offenses.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 158.
Senate Bill 158, an act relating to admission of chemical test results in intoxication-related proceedings.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 159.
Senate Bill 159, an act relating to the publication of electronic notice of the sale of real estate.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 160.
Senate Bill 160, an act relating to the Foster Care Bill of Rights.
Seniors, Family, and Children, Senate Bill 161.
Senate Bill 161, an act relating to the Schoolcraft Ozark Exploration Bicentennial Commission.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 162.
Senate Bill 162, an act relating to consumer legal funding.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 163.
Senate Bill 163, an act relating to a prohibition on certain telecommunications items being possessed in correctional facilities.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 164.
Senate Bill 164, an act relating to the offense of animal or livestock trespass.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 165.
Senate Bill 165, an act relating to text messaging while operating motor vehicles.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 166.
Senate Bill 166, an act relating to the Missouri Consolidated Health Care Plan.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 167.
Senate Bill 167, an act relating to the right of suffrage for former felons.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 168.
Senate Bill 168, an act relating to health insurance discrimination.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 169.
Senate Bill 169, an act relating to court reporters.
Mr. President, would you get a little more order in here?
Please take your conversations to a low level and to the side so we can hear the reading of the bills. Thank you.
Senate Bill 169.
Senate Bill 169, an act relating to court reporters.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 170.
Senate Bill 170, an act relating to qualified spousal trusts.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 171.
Senate Bill 171, an act relating to trust directed by trust protectors.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 172.
Senate Bill 172, an act relating to titling of motor vehicles issued a junking certificate.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 173.
Senate Bill 173, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities.
Education, Senate Bill 174.
Senate Bill 174, an act relating to replacement vaccines.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 175.
Senate Bill 175, an act related to the consolidation of state-owned data centers to the state data center.
Senate Bill 176, government reform. Senate Bill 176.
Senate Bill 176, an act relating to official misconduct.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 177.
Senate Bill 177, an act relating to earned compliance credits.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 178.
Senate Bill 178, an act relating to criminal offenses of a sexual nature.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 179.
Senate Bill 179, an act relating to a tax credit for charitable contributions to certain organizations.
Economic development. Senate Bill 180.
Senate Bill 180, an act relating to restraint of pregnant or postpartum offenders.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 181.
Senate Bill 181, an act relating to a reporting requirement for lost or stolen firearms.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 182.
Senate Bill 182, an act relating to public contracts.
General laws. Senate Bill 183.
Senate Bill 183, an act relating to the collection of money by public entities.
Government reform. Senate Bill 184.
Senate Bill 184, an act relating to the implementation of a revenue stabilization mechanism for certain public utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy and environment. Senate Bill 185.
Senate Bill 185, an act relating to transportation network companies.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 186.
Senate Bill 186, an act relating to the authority of local governments to offer certain services.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 187.
Senate Bill 187, an act relating to public utility vehicles.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 188.
Senate Bill 188, an act relating to virtual education.
Education, Senate Bill 189.
Senate Bill 189, an act relating to employment security.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 190.
Senate Bill 190, an act relating to rate making for public utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy and Environment, Senate Bill 191.
Senate Bill 191, an act relating to sales taxes for public safety.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 192.
Senate Bill 192, an act relating to the Senior Services Growth and Development Program.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 193.
Senate Bill 193, an act relating to dental insurance.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 194.
Senate Bill 194, an act relating to the accreditation of managed care plans.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 195.
Senate Bill 195, an act relating to guardianships.
Seniors, Family, and Children. Senate Bill 196.
Senate Bill 196, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Attorney General to enforce state abortion laws.
Seniors, Families, and Children.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for a reminder to the members and to their staff, this is not a lobbying effort. This is a thank you effort from the City of Jefferson, and 30 of our best food and dessert vendors will be at Capitol Plaza today for the Taste of Jefferson City from 4:30 to 6:30. All are welcome to attend, and on behalf of the City of Jefferson and the County of Cole, we appreciate you staying with us for 4.5 months of your life each year. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from Cole?
Senator from Cole, do you yield? He says he does.
Yes, Mr. President, of course I do. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator. At the Taste of Jefferson City event, will a certain culinary delicacy known as keto fries be served?
Well, it is unique to Jefferson City. And there's a high possibility that the appetizer you mentioned would be available at the Taste of Jefferson City. You've had them before.
I have had them. They're really quite healthy for you. They have no calories either.
No calories. Anything with bacon, cheese, french fries, a little green onion, that's probably good for you.
I think it's in the name. It removes all the calories.
Yeah, I'm not going to say the name. The president didn't gavel you down on that, so I'm just not going to take a risk on the second time.
Well, I wasn't saying a name of any member of this body.
It'd be like if we had the name of the delicacy.
Like
Igo cauliflower.
There you go.
Yeah, something like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Announcements. See none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard? Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.